opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning, January the 26th. We are running out of January. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming on the internet live, where you can join the chat room, as several of you have already. Good morning, chat packed. And we're also going live video streaming at go to livestream.com, look for Free Fire Radio, and take a look at us. You can see what's going on here. Of course, every morning, not every morning, but it's almost every morning since we've started here, we're joined by Bad Bob.
Happy Thursday.
Rollicking Robert. Raunchy Robbie. I like Bad Bob better.
I have to explain that so many times.
What, the Bad Bob?
Yeah. Those are
because
good call names.
You don't appear bad, but you are. You're bad.
Raunchy Robbie. Can you believe that?
You could be on a rock station with that one. And speaking of somebody that rocks, here's Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Look at that hat. If you get a chance, open it up on your go look at the video stream.
This is not a bad hair day. This is I don't care about my hair day.
Oh, okay. this is my day. I go down.
Can I have 15 more minutes in bed? And I'm just not going to do the do. So
that's right. Well, this is my haircut day down in Cypress Square. Get ready, guys. I'm coming.
Yes. In case after you get your blood drawn, in case you just want to know what's going on with the weather today, we're going to have between 10 and 4 rain, mostly cloudy. And right now we're looking at 48 degrees. Currently 15. It's going to be 59 today. And of course tonight, light chance of showers with reaching about 40 degrees. This day in history. Love this part. Or maybe we should wait till after the break. I think. All right. This day, January 26th, the tough guy, Mike Hammer, was the first created by Mickey Spillane as the central character in Spillane's mystery series. Hammer then appeared in films. The first was I, the Jury in 1953.
I saw it.
Mike Hammer showed up.
Robert Mitchum, wasn't
on
it?
On TV. Uh-huh. 1957. The detective was played by Darren McGavin.
Okay. On TV, it was Darren McGavin. They had a number of different people, including Mickey Spillane played at one time.
Okay, this is what Variety said. Described as the syndicated series as a mixture of blood, violence, and sex.
Oh, boy, Free Fire Radio.
We're watching it. After 78 episodes, Mike Hammer disappeared from stage and screen for some 50 years. So on this day in 1984, CBS Television was brave enough to bring back the sexist, violent, wisecracking Hammer. Mickey Spillane's extremely violent novels were equally as violent on TV, but this time all the murder, extortion, kidnapping, and robbery cases were solved by the handsome Stacy Keach. Not much else has changed from the original version except Velda, Mike's secretary, played by Lindsay Bloom. She was not only her, but now was very easy on the primary male audience's eyes. Well, I love stuff like that, too. Don't you?
I do. Yes.
Anyway, his best friend was a woman by the name of Betsy. And Betsy, who was Betsy?
Betsy was his pistol.
Love it. You're so right. Ding, 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 ding. 45 caliber pistol that helped him out in many of a scrap.
45 caliber pistol.
I like
pistols.
Naming your gun, don't you?
No. Well,
you haven't named them.
No, nor will I.
Hey, let's go.
I haven't named them or other things, nor will I. We need to go listen to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Welcome. What's going on in the market minute?
Well, U.S. stocks are higher, indicating the Dow may extend above its highest level since May, after a report indicated that Greece has made progress in its debt swap talks with private creditors. Currently, the Dow's up 61 points at 12,818, while the NASDAQ is up 10 at 2,828, and the S&P 500 is up 4 at 1,330. Oil's up $1.71 at 101.11, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.12%. Gold's up $24.60 this morning at $1,727, while silver's up 36 cents at $33.49 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Disney's up a nickel at $39.57, Microsoft's up 4 pennies at $29.60, and Apple is up 85 cents at $400.51. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Whiteley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much. We start every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and again in the afternoon with our Wells Fargo Advisor located on Park Marina Drive. Josh Whiteley today. So
we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in the chat pack. We're going to give some tickets away for some fun events. Carl's
going to,
he's got a big rant, so of course you don't want to go anywhere. We've got, again, we're going to give some giveaways here at KCNR 1460.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This song makes me happy. Boy, when they were hot, they were hot. Huey Lewis. I wonder what's up with those guys. I'm sure they probably still play at a lot of parties in the Bay Area.
We came back from Desert Storm. He came down to Pendleton and played, did a concert there on the beach for all the Marines.
Coming to a gaming casino near you.
Yeah, I remember he was jumping around, and the comment was, when he leaped up on top of one of the speakers, you know, mm-hmm. the big speakers, he fell off it. And then he busted his zipper. I thought that was quite.
Oh, well, that's a good story.
Okay, you want to give some good news first because I'm getting ready to rip into something.
Okay, just stand back there for a second and let your heels just, just pace. This is what I want to say. Eddie Van Halen turned 57. Indie guy, yes. And Eddie Van Halen had some god guitar licks, you know, of his day. Really great. Van Halen songs are still like, they still rock. The other thing that I wanted to share is Kung Hoi Fat Choi, Year of the Dragon. So Chinese New Year is coming, and, you know, really a sad event is about the Joss House, and I understand out of the, you know, Weaverville community, they're really trying to, if you've never been to the Joss House, and of course California Parks closed it, unbelievable traditional. It's just the stuff that is in that place, and really about the Chinese culture of what's happened with the gold rush and on the West Coast, and it really is an amazing tour. And I hope that they can somehow salvage the reopening of the Chinese, the Joss House in Weaverville. But anyway, so Kung Hoi Fat Choi, and it is the Year of the Dragon. Speaking of celebrations, Seroptimus International of Reading, the Mardi Gras. I look up and bam, it's here, January 28th, this Saturday. It's a really fun night, and it is a casino night. If you've never been before, there's music. They do a crowning of a king and a queen. There's all kinds of, like I said, casinos and these tickets. I'm holding two tickets. They brought us some tickets and posters yesterday because I said, what about us? We want to be able to be there and help, support your event. They came right in. And I just want you to know that Soroptus International running the Mardi Gras event. I've got two tickets. These are like $45 tickets, folks. So we're giving two away right now on KCNR. And the number for you to call is 605-4567. This is a fun night. Whether two guys, two girls, guy and girl, take your sweetie, it's a fun night to share. You have to be 21 in years and older to enter. There are cocktails, and it is a fun event, a fun night to watch people to play. And when you walk in, I think you get a stack full of chips so you can play roulette, and it's a great night. Again, two tickets for the Soroptus International Mardi Gras right here for you free on KCNR. Give us a call, 605-4567.
The federal government has joined into this battle up in Siskiyou County, it looks like. The headline should be, Feds may impose even more restrictions on citizens of Siskiyou County over non-native fish. It appears that the feds have come in and they've done this study, and they've had it checked out by their peers, that we can put in more salmon up into the Shasta and the Siskiyou area. And how many more? Thousands more that have ever been there, at rates up to 10 times higher than ever recorded. So what they've done is they released this month a draft plan that calls for, and I'm getting this from Record Searchlight, and it's a good article. By increasing this, by taking the water away from the agricultural, from the farms and the ranchers. So what they're saying is that right now is that they're going to pull the money from, they're going to pull the water from the farmers because agriculture has the biggest impact on the fish. They want to put in gravel, they want to put in trees, they want to put in a lot of different things like that. But the big thing is with this type of document, that it's just going to take the people that are trying to work through this water grab up there, and is just going to push them over the edge. The people from the Siskiyou County's Natural Resource Policy Specialist said this latest recovery goal will already force the situation into being a worse situation. It's completely unrealistic, they said. And this is from the Siskiyou County's Natural Resource Policy Specialist right there. So what's it going to do? Instead, the NOAA, and this is the people that are doing it, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said the draft recovery plan is based on peer-reviewed scientific knowledge. Yes, we realize it's an ambitious goal, but it's the best we can get. No, it's not the best you can get. What you're doing is taking the water away from the ranchers and the farmers up there. They're going to have a meeting on this, my friends. It's going to be up in Wairika at the Wairika Community Center. It's going to be February the 14th, Valentine's Day. So as Valentine's comes in, they'll give you a Valentine. We're going to take your water and put you out of business. It's going to be from 5 to 8:30 p.m. We will talk about this before that. We will have people on there from Siskiyou County to talk about why this is wrong and how this could just push the whole situation up there over the edge. They're already fighting the California government, who's trying to pull their water back. This whole thing that they had a meeting yesterday on allocation of water assets right down here in the county. Now, it's one thing to have a county commission that we can talk to and deal with. It's another when you get into the feds, as you've noticed, that their idea of coordination and cooperation is, we will take everything you have and you'll like it. We're going to talk, like I said, we're going to have a guest on that's going to talk about this NOAA thing. Maybe we can even get NOAA on, but I'd sure like to have Rick Costellas, who is the Siskiyou County Natural Resource Policy Specialist, on. You know, sometimes you see people that are fighting for themselves, they're fighting for their way of life. And, you know, one, it's against the California Fish and Game Department. When you've got every elected official, the county supervisors, the sheriff, the assemblymen, the senators, everybody that represent, the congressmen, everybody that represents these people in the North State, and they're fighting against a bunch of bureaucratic thugs that could care less. They could care less. You know why? Their life doesn't revolve around this. They don't live up here. They live down south someplace. They get paid every 2 weeks, and at the end of their time, they get a retirement. They don't have to worry about it. Why? Because they're working for the government, and they don't really care, the ones that are doing this. The ones that are trying to take the wire, they don't care about the people that have to live and work and got everything they have in their lives tied in to this water up there. They don't care. And they don't listen. So what's that leave people to do? You go to court. You fight them that way. But guess what? They've got endless pockets. Why? Because it's taxpayer money. And they use this taxpayer money to just delay and delay and delay. And what happens to the people? Just they can't go on any further. Unless somebody takes this pro bono, they can't keep fighting it. And then because they're using this money, and then what happens? Oh, well, we can't do all the other things because we don't have money here in the state, like open the veterans homes. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio. You know, it's a target-rich environment out there anytime you talk about bureaucracies of the government.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomen'sRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by Ken and Sandy Gifford, Lane Larson, and Halicala Ranch.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. Hope your tanks are full and your heaters are on. With all the snow, we're very busy delivering. The heater technicians are swamped, but we're still installing heaters every day. If you'd like to come by to the plant, we have a lot of Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters on display. We'd love to show you how we can save you money and stay warm. Northern Lights Energy. For all those portable heaters, we sell Clear Pearl, and your container or ours. We are now selling DEF, urea fluid, for all the new diesel vehicles and big rigs, 2.5 gallons or 55-gallon containers. Remember, with all the bad weather and the road closures, be patient. We have some of the best drivers in the business, and we will get there. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, open on Saturdays, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. 1460 on your dial. Rain likely mainly between 10 and 4 today. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Oh, it looks like we have a 60% chance of rain with slight showers tonight, reaching, dipping to about 40 degrees. Now, for many of you who would like to hear what the odds are, regarding Super Bowl. I mean, not that you gamble and you play, but if you, or even in a pool. The New York Giants are currently raising the blood pressure in Las Vegas more than a week and a half ahead of the Super Bowl. A victory by the Giants over the New England Patriots could cost some Vegas sports books a pretty penny as future bettings come back to haunt them. A number of sports books in Nevada took significant bets on the Giants to win the Super Bowl at long odds earlier this season, some as high as 80-1. Putting some in some precarious positions if the Giants should knock off the Patriots in the Super Bowl again. Who do you like? That's the question. And are you a Super Bowl fan? Do you clear the room? Do you like to watch the commercials?
I like the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
They're not in the Super Bowl.
And we do have...
I've liked the Green Bay Packers since I was like 12.
I think this is going to be a good game. I think this is going to be a fun game. I hope. I hope it's not, you know, it doesn't, you know, one of these long, drawn out. I like a game with a lot of fire and that you're on the edge. Both of these playoff games before we came to the decision of the two teams that are going to be playing in the Super Bowl were both really great games, especially the ones with the Ravens and the New England Patriots.
Yep, that was a good game.
That was just like, I felt like they were gladiators. And
I tell you, the best game was San Francisco and New Orleans, though. I mean, we don't watch a lot of football in the house. But that one game, too. Remember when they kept scoring back and forth? I was doing an online class.
And
when that happened, I watched most of the game. You know, I'm not sure how I scored on the school, but I think I passed.
It's just like shooting or football. It's nice to take an interest in something, and so you can kind of have the conversation and know what's going on.
You know how people will sometimes say things they probably, if they thought about it,
wouldn't they?
If you've been reading about, I don't know if you've been following this thing in New Haven, Connecticut, where they've got a number of the FBI arrested some of the police in New Haven, Connecticut, because they have them for including deprivation of rights and obstruction of justice against the police discrimination against Hispanics. I don't even know what the rest of the story is, and frankly, I have my ideas about probably what it's all about, but I'm not, you know. Anyway, the mayor says, "What are you doing for the Latino community today?" His answer was, "This is after the people have been arrested, and the FBI's all over him." Says, "I might have tacos when I go home. I'm not quite sure." Now, this is probably not the thing to say when you just had four of your officers arrested for obstruction of rights and justice for in people of the Hispanic community. Army's cutting 13 combat brigades. They plan to slash the number of combat brigades from 45 to as low as 32, reducing the Army by 80,000 soldiers. They're also reducing the Marine Corps by 25,000. We're going to be at probably one of the lowest levels. Just like we do after every long conflict, we cut our sources back, we start to rely on technology, and what happens? Oh, yeah, we get our butts handed to us because we never realize is that the only way that you can win something and you can is to put boots on the ground and hold it. Well, you know, when they tried everything they could to get the hostages back, these two hostages in Somalia, what did they end up doing? They send in SEAL Team 6. They kill all the pirates and bring the people home. You know, it's a short-sighted way of what they're doing with the Department of Defense. Just stand by, my friends. Another 4 years of this, and you're going to see at the end of it a military that's going to be lucky if we can defend the borders. Oh, that's right. We can't defend the borders. They keep coming across. What else? When we come back from after the break, we'll have Mike Wiley here. We're going to be talking about the homeless veterans. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. There's going to be a big event. We want to talk about that. It's helping homeless veterans right here in the North State. It's not someplace else. It's right here in the North State. And what you can do with this, we also have a meeting tomorrow on the veterans home from 1 to 4 at the city council talking about that. We're going to discuss that one, too.
And coming up tonight, I wanted to share with you that we have a great guy on named Doc that's going to sit in tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. It'll be the first time I got a guy sitting in
On the Spot with Doc.
And it's great. And we're going to have music, Chris Molitor, and we're going to be attending the new Turtle Bay exhibit that will be Five Star Bank and the Fly Shop. That's going to be opening, so we're excited about that. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a bullish morning on Wall Street. The market's on the rise for a second straight day, thanks to some strong earnings from the likes of Dow heavyweight Caterpillar. Solid news on the U.S. economy also pushing stocks higher. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 60 points. Green arrows for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 as well. Orders for durable goods rose more than expected in December. Strong demand for aircraft helped push overall orders 3% higher last month. It marks the third straight month of gains and a rebound in the gauge of business spending, suggesting investments closed on an upswing in 2011. Jobless claims climbed higher last week, but the longer-term trend points to a healthier job market. 377,000 Americans joined the unemployment line last week, higher than economists forecast. But job growth has gained momentum in recent months. The unemployment rate dropped to a near three-year low of 8.5% for December. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top six overall scores. For more information, log on to WinRiver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Empress Challenge Pai-Gow Poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Lucky Ladies. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this.
No one.
We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to WindRiver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, hon, hop in the car. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning, January the 26th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just hop into the chat room, as Might Not Rant Fargy did. John,
and
Angel, Sonny.
Good morning. We should have said hop in the truck or hop in the Jeep. Hey, by the way, Mercedes, you won the Mardi Gras tickets. Congratulations. Those will be at the front. The front desk for you under your name.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, who's the owner there. He can fix those little dings in your windshield all the way into a crack, all the way up to 24 inches across. Imagine that. And he guarantees his work. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield at least two years ago, and you can't even tell it's there. He guarantees his work. The veteran that has a very successful business, so go down and visit Jeff at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Any type of crack in your windshield or ding in your windshield, give Jeff a chance to take a look at it. Our guest, Mike Whaley. Mike, you've been on, gosh, you're here a lot, and we like that.
I'm going to start expecting a check soon.
So does Bob. So does Bad Bob. But, you know, we fool him all the time, too.
Yeah. Well, once again, Carl, we really appreciate the opportunity to come on the air and talk about different projects we have going on in the community. All these things that I'm involved with, at least, are in support of veterans in one way or another. And I came on today. I appreciate the time again to talk about something that came out of our Veterans Collaborative. A discussion at our collaborative in December was about the lack of recognition by the Veterans Administration in the state about how many veterans we have in the North State. And the discussion came up about the disparity between what the numbers of homeless veterans reflected by the stand-down in comparison to what the VA says. And that was like 300 to 10. The county showed about 100, and we think that there are probably more. And I don't know about you, but I see guys all over the place that say they're veterans, and they are homeless. They're having a tough time for a whole bunch of reasons. So what we did was we put together yet another collection of agencies. This includes the feds, the VA. This includes the state, CDVA. This includes the county, the city. We have faith-based organizations like FaithWorks. We have the mission represented in an effort to get a more accurate census of homeless veterans. And the way we wanted to do this is to invite veterans come into town to the Veterans Memorial Hall on tomorrow morning, starting at 10 o'clock and all day. And then we're going to ask them to fill out an anonymous survey. So they're not going to have to join any program or anything. But what we're hoping to do is to draw there's an awful lot of money that if we can get the numbers of veterans up, the VA will work with HUD and provide, there's a significant amount of money that we can draw.
Housing vouchers for getting these people
exactly
off the street. Exactly. Getting these guys off the street. You know, the funny thing is that some people who are veterans don't consider themselves veterans. I find that strange, because they were in the National Guard or something like this.
Exactly.
You know, our veterans are coming home to where unemployment, and this is a joke, that they're saying it's only like 8.9%. We all know it's a lot worse than that. But the veterans are coming home, our warriors are coming home, back to like 15%. If they're saying 15%, it's got to be worse than that.
Absolutely.
Especially young men, mm-hmm, between the ages of 18 and 35 or 30, their rates are even higher. And if you're a person of color, it's probably even higher than that.
Yes.
So this kind of thing, when they don't have jobs, they may be living on their couch with their parents, but indeed they are homeless.
Part of our drive is to get the word out that there are folks that are living maybe in your backyard, or they're couch surfing. That's a term that's coming up among sociologists. People that are living with you one week and then with a friend the next week and so on. Now, those folks don't often think they're homeless. I have a friend who pays rent to another friend who he lives in his backyard, you know, and he's not paying a whole lot of money, but he's a veteran who's down on his luck. And this is the kind of situation that we're hoping to alleviate. If we can get these numbers up, then we can do a better job of providing for those veterans that may be they're struggling to keep their family in their home.
Well, you know, that's that program that you just talked about, somebody just mentioned it right here. There's lots of programs, and it says for homeless and less fortunate veterans. What about programs that can help families of the working poor veteran? They work, but they have small wages and can pay gas. They can pay rent and electricity, but nothing else, or gas. But so they're. I mean, is this, would this be included in that at all?
Part of what we're offering tomorrow is we're inviting service providers like the Reading Veterans Resource Center. That's associated with Vietnam Veterans of California. Dave Nervo, he was in with me. They do provide assistance,
okay.
And they can provide a direction as well, where they can go to get other resources. So, yeah, this is a resource fair. We're going to have represented there, again, the VA. We're going to have EDD. We're going to have the Veterans Service Office. We're having a number of organizations that provide services directly to veterans.
Shasta College, Shasta Community Health Center, People of Progress and Faith Works, Legal Services, going to have just as many things that you possibly can.
And there's going to be some hot soup and meals for veterans that come in.
Okay, let's see, breakfast, lunch, and refreshments from the Reading Elks Lodge, United Bikers, Shasta County Citizens for Democracy.
It's so cool to work with a group like this. It's such a broad-based spectrum of people. I mean,
it is.
Everybody is involved in this. This is a common issue that we have. Everybody knows a veteran or
right.
a veteran that's their family's down their luck. And, yeah, it's a good point about those families that are out there. They're struggling, maybe living in a trailer or something.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Mike Wiley, we're talking about an event that's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reading Memorial Veterans Hall right down on Yuba Street next to the post office there. And it's going to be an event to help our veterans who are homeless and to identify to identify veterans that are going to that need help, because we've got the facilities out there, the assets out there. We just have to identify the people to be able to get to it. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio at 7:42 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, it's the perfect time to start at Sam's Club. Become a member January 25th through the 29th and start your savings with $650 in e-values. Instant additional savings on name brand items. No coupons required. $100 off a Vizio HD TV, $2 off Kleenex, $4 off Dunkin' Donuts coffee and more. Save big this week and all year long by joining January 25th through the 29th. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available in all clubs. One item per membership, no rain checks.
A mandate from the king.
By royal proclamation, your presence is requested at the David Marr Auditorium to enjoy Disney's Cinderella, presented by Reading School of the Arts, directed by Hillary Rogerson. With all your favorite Cinderella songs and characters, it's the perfect outing for the whole family. Come, meet Cinderella and her friends.
I want to meet the prince.
Bring your little dreamer to the David Marr Auditorium February 3rd and 4th and watch the magic unfold. Go to CascadeTheater.org for your tickets now or get them at the door.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back.
Woo.
Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's got mochas. It's got it all. It's got, you know, it's got maca noodles. Which is
cigars
for sale. You buy three, get one free. They're over there in the greatest walk-in humidor in the state, and they're having
coffee specials for
coffee
$3.
Coffee specials, the truffle.
Yeah, but let's talk about 16
ounces of it for $3, and that's right. If you've got a flag that's been damaged or it's old and it needs to be properly destroyed, turn them into Tobacco and Brew. And Joel and Shelley have got a program there that they collect these flags, and then they are, with honor and with the proper dignity, they are disposed of. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today, Mike Wiley, and we're talking about the Reading Veterans Housing and Resource Fair.
Yes.
It's going to be tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reading Veterans Memorial Building, right down on Yuba Street. Right next to the post office there. And what it's trying to do is identify homeless veterans in the North State here, because there is funding available for these veterans, but we just have to identify them. And we know that there's a numbers of them out there that may not even know. One is they don't consider themselves homeless because they're staying with friends, but indeed they are homeless. Or they're staying, you know, they have a camper on the back of their truck that they're moving from spot to spot, but they don't want to do that, but that's all they've got.
Okay, yesterday when we had our Veteran Services Director, Bob Dunlap, on, he had said the number is 300, that somehow within the bureaucracy of everything, the number 300 is what, Mike?
That's the goal. We don't have to have exactly 300. What we need to do, though, is to show the VA and HUD a more accurate number, and that's the whole idea. So we think that if we can get the numbers over 250 to up towards 300, then there's about $500,000 that can be drawn into the county to help our veterans and their families.
Good.
So that's the goal.
And it's to work towards that goal, because when the numbers do count in the funding, it's to prove that that is not just a hypothetical, that there's truly in fact. So we all need to be thinking about maybe the guy down the street or somebody across from
people that you know. That you know, their son has come home and or daughter's come home and they're staying there and they're trying to find a place to stay and they're having a tough time with, you know, finding a job and all that. You know, there's programs out there. So what you need to do is to come down to the Reading Veterans Housing, or can they call somebody, Mike?
No, they need to come down so they can fill the survey out. Again, the survey is anonymous. Okay, they don't have to enroll in anything. They don't have to commit to anything. But they can get a donut, cup of coffee, some pastry. We're going to have, again, chicken soup. We're going to have some hamburgers and hot dogs to give guys a meal. We're looking at addressing not only the guys that are living out on the river, but also the people, like you said.
Have you thought about going down there and taking down the – I'm sure you have, Mike. Just go on down there and taking the forms and saying –
Yes.
Jim Richards has teams of guys going out from Stand Down.
All right.
The county has teams. This is a big deal. Now, the county and the state are doing this county and countywide today. So we have people in Bernie doing this. We're focusing not just on the homeless, though. We're focusing on veterans, homeless
right.
veterans.
Right, it's veterans.
Exactly.
And I realize there's a lot of homeless out there, and I tell you what, and it's
It's all
the
same.
Ask them if they're a veteran, and if it looks like they can be helped. Oh yeah, I'm a veteran. You know, so but they have to when they fill out the. There's ways of proving it if they're veterans or not.
Well, and we're not for this for the purposes of this survey. We're taking people at their word.
Right. No, I understand
We think that people are honest, and so that's not an issue for this.
Right.
The issue for this is that we want to be able to reflect to HUD and the VA that we have larger numbers. The current administration and Eric Shinseki, General Shinseki, the director of the VA, have committed a lot of money to reducing the homeless veterans population by 2015. It's down 20% according to the VA, okay? Even if it's only 10%, that's a reduction.
They have, you know what, and here's one of the things I have said about the Obama administration. They have been throwing money at the VA. I'm not sure if how they're doing it is correct because of other things, but... They have. They've, you know, and so I have stood up.
There's
that
a lot of energy being developed around taking care of veterans as a result of the additional money. We have many more beds today in our community for homeless veterans than we did a year ago because of that money.
That's
we have
great.
Somebody in the
now,
chat
there's
room.
A lot of questions here in the chat room too. We'll get back. We have to take a break. But one of the things I want to talk about, Mike. Is the fact that we've got the Director of Veteran Affairs from California Veteran Affairs is going to be in town tomorrow.
Yes.
And it was kind of like...
Sudden.
Came out of nowhere.
And we're going to be talking to veterans home. I want to talk about a letter that was in the paper today, too.
We have people volunteering to go down to the river. Maybe we can get people to volunteer to put a busload of people to show up at that meeting.
If they know somebody, bring them down.
Yeah.
You know, that's
please.
What I was thinking. If you know somebody that's a homeless veteran or somebody that's having a problem like that, you need to bring them down to Yuba Street on Friday to that thing. The other thing, too, Fargie, for your answer here is, Fargie, that's the way I understand it, too. Now, is that after 10 years, your GI Bill goes away. Is that the way you understand it, Mike?
Yes.
Now, unless you've gone back and served, and then it starts all over
again. That's correct.
That's because, and now, is that fair as I think about it? No, it's not fair. So we'll talk about that, too. We got to take a break. Carlton and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio, hey, it's a target-rich environment out there.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Anne, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 25, 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance.
My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, Mom, I can really tell the difference.
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson Speak Performance at 221-8006 or go to AdamsonSpeakPerformance.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh, January 26th at 7:55. I'm sorry, yeah, 7:55 in the morning. Linda and I are here.
Well, you know, I hear people say you guys really cover a lot of veterans' issues, and this is absolutely correct. All three gentlemen that are in the studio this morning are veterans. They all have served our country. And Mike Wiley is our guest, and we're talking about the homeless and the stand down and what's happening tomorrow with the sudden meeting that has been agendized at the Yuba City Hall tomorrow.
No. The one tomorrow at Yuba City is for the veterans.
Yes.
Housing and resource. The veterans' home has just popped up. Going to be at the city council, and you're absolutely right, hon.
Well, we're all getting the switcheroony here, yeah. And it's like it's hard to let's get on it. Let's where do we go next? Tell us for the listeners listening.
Okay,
what are we going to do now?
Well, our main focus is when Mike came in was the Reading Veterans Housing and Resource Fair tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes,
bring you know if you know a homeless veteran, bring them in. If you need, you know, if people need help to get hand out some of these things, volunteer to do that. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reading Veterans Memorial Building right there on Yuba Street, 1605, right next to the big post office. What the other thing that Linda's all fired up about is we're having a meeting on the Reading Veterans Home.
Yes.
Tomorrow also, that was done as a pop-up without a lot of people knowing about it.
From 1 to 4 at City Council Hall.
At the City Council meeting. We talked about that when Bob Dunlap was in here. Now, here's the thing is there's a letter in the paper today from Peter Gravett, who is a secretary of the California Department of Veteran Affairs. Now, is he going to be here tomorrow?
That's what I understand, yes.
Well, good. Now, here's one of the things he said is that we as veterans should understand better than anybody else is that sometimes you have to make a difficult choice. Well, Governor Brown has chosen other things over the veterans' homes. That's his choice. And here's the thing is, as sometimes life isn't fair, but as veterans, we should understand that sometimes we have to make sacrifices for the greater good. Excuse me, Mr. Gravett, but how many, when you start talking about sacrifices of the veterans, over who? Illegals? That aren't even supposed to be here? Is that the sacrifice you're making, Mr. Gravett? Is that you and the governor have chosen illegals over your veterans? Is that what you're saying? What is this crap you're writing? Why are you even in there?
Well, you'll have an opportunity to talk to him tomorrow.
I think I'll stop by.
We encourage people in the community that are interested to go. Unfortunately, and this is a real disappointing issue for me, the state didn't give us ample time to prepare for this, to get together. Again, I have a major event that I'm involved with tomorrow from 10 until 7 at the Veterans Hall. I can't go to this meeting. I'm a member of the support committee for the Veterans Home. We didn't know about this until 2 days ago. It seems, again, I'm disappointed, and it's very frustrating that we weren't given ample time to put together to gather the veterans advocates
in
our community.
To get
and
the people
go.
Together to stand up and say, hey, you know what? Maybe the fact that we're up here and that we've got a huge veteran population, that we're here ready, we've got a building that's there ready to use. Can we use the word dog and pony? You ever heard what a dog and pony show is? That's when people come up and they put on something that's got a lot of smoke and mirrors, and they go, hey, look how we just helped you.
It's appeasing people that are upset. That's what it seems to me to be. Now, again, we'd like to
get... Are we upset about... Not me.
I'm really calm about this whole thing. The Veterans Home should be complete by the first of the month.
You know, and I know what they're saying is that, oh, this is just a kabuki dance that they do because of the budget, and that all this will come through. And I trust the fact that Governor Brown then will change what they're saying so we can have it. But when I see something written by the head of the California Veteran Affairs said, hey, suck it up. You're a veteran. Okay. We'll suck it up.
El Toro Poo Poo.
Yeah. Hey, Mike Wiley's here. Mike, we always welcome you here. We thank you so much.
We really hope the folks come to the city council meeting tomorrow.
We will talk about that again tomorrow, too. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here for the news. We come back. Mark Beecham's coming in here. Mark has always got a lot of great things to say, and he's got some new things to say. It could be a little bit of, I think
good.
It's going to be surprising.
And good. Mark lays it on the line.
Good,
we always like that.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Ready. We'll see you right after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney keeps saying
we're on the wrong track and that we need to change course in this country.
Campaigning against President Obama this morning in Florida as Newt Gingrich keeps attacking Romney hard as this leads into tonight's Republican debate in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Now, Dave, Newt Gingrich is trying to strike a nerve with Florida Republicans in his verbal strikes against Mitt Romney.
We're not going to beat Barack Obama with some guy who has Swiss bank accounts, Cayman Island accounts, owns shares of Goldman Sachs while forecloses on Florida.
Romney has also played the foreclosure profiteer card on Gingrich, making mention of his time spent working for Freddie Mac. These two, plus Rick Santorum and Ron Paul, will be in Jacksonville tonight for yet another TV debate. Dave.
Evan, America's deeper red ink up for debate in the Senate.
Look, we should be working together to lower the debt, not having votes to increase it.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell, the Democratic rebuttal.
Raising the debt limit does not authorize new spending.
So Max Baucus and the Democrats are today expected to reject the House's symbolic objection to raising the debt ceiling again, which President Obama has already been authorized to do. The president will be in Nevada and Colorado today pushing his 2012 message. Fewer Americans bought new homes last month, adding an exclamation point to a bad year. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
2011 will go down as the worst year for housing on record. Just about 307,000 new homes sold last year, less than half of what economists say must sell in a healthy market. The median selling price for a new home also down in December, down 2.5% to $210,000. Nonetheless, previously occupied home sales are up, but 1 in 5 of all the homes sold in the third quarter of December were foreclosed. Dave.
Jared, unemployment lines were a little longer last week. First-time jobless claims up 21,000 to 377,000. On Wall Street, the Dow up 17 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website. No, we have a massive find the part you need, get it delivered, save cash site. AdvanceAutoParts.com. I tell you to type that into your browser, but when you're on AdvanceAutoParts.com, you ain't browsing. You're getting stuff done. Now save $20 off orders of $100 or more. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
President Obama has sent House Speaker Boehner a letter formally detailing the U.S. Special Forces raided Somalia under his constitutional authority that freed an American hostage.
Former teachers and friends of Jessica Buchanan reacting to her rescue.
We're just thrilled, you know, very glad, thankful for those Navy SEALs that were brave enough to go in and do this mission, and just really thanking God for keeping her safe. This whole time.
Ruth Thomas's children went to Ridgefield Christian School in Ohio with Buchanan. SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEAL team that killed Osama bin Laden, rescued her and her Danish colleague in a daring nighttime operation, and now she's on her way home. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A Maryland man has changed his plea in court, now says he's guilty of trying to detonate what he thought was a car bomb outside a military recruiting center in suburban Baltimore, caught in an FBI sting. Chaos in Rio, a deadly three-building collapse in Brazil's historic city.
Three bodies were pulled from the rubble of the three crumbled buildings in Rio de Janeiro. Another 21 people are still missing. Six are currently being treated for injuries. Rio's mayor says a structural problem may have caused the 20-story building to collapse the other two. Workers say there had been a construction project happening in the skyscraper at the time of the incident, and there are also reports of a smell of gas in the area, but there's no word if it contributed to the collapse. David Noto, Fox News Radio.
In Britain, a man looking for treasure finds ancient pleasure.
A treasure seeker with a metal detector finds a coin in the mud of London's River Thames. It is 2,000 years old, and it shows a couple having sex. There is no match with other Roman coins found here in England, and a museum here now says the coin may have been a Roman brothel token, to pay for the kind of services for which no receipt is needed. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
As stocks rise, gold's up about $30 an ounce, and oil back over $100 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and get your phone in your hand.
Come right in.
Get your phones ready. We're also streaming live and in the chat room at KCNR1460.com, and Bad Bob's put on his asbestos gloves. So good for the chat room. And we're streaming live video at livestream.com. Just look up Free Fire Radio. Stream.com. Just look up Free Fire Radio on it and listen to their 20-second commercial, and then you can watch what's happening in here. It's 8:05 in the morning, January the 26th. Sweetheart, what's the weather today?
Well, looks like we have 48 degrees, and we're going to have showers. Temperatures reaching tonight. Going tonight. Okay, you caught me off guard, Carl. Thanks. Okay. Slight chance to share us tonight with temperatures reaching plummeting.
They don't care. They just want to hear you talk. Tell them anything.
Tomorrow we have actually a forecast of a sunny day.
A sunny day.
That's great. And Friday night looks like it's clear. So, you know, we're
going to
go through
Sunday, you're gonna be great
this rainy day, which
class.
Is great. We love the clear air. And speaking of clear air, my segue is to, okay, tell us what's happening in the market minute, Josh.
All right. Well, Wall Street's open with green screens as investors looked towards positive earning tallies and digest the batch of general positive economic data. Currently, the Dow's up 31 points at 12,789, while the NASDAQ is down 3 at 2,814, and the S&P 500 is down 2 at 1,324. Oil's up $1.27 at $100.67 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.12%. Gold's up $24.20 at $1,727, while silver's up 24 cents at $33.37 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's down 45 cents at $44.80, Johnson & Johnson's up 57 cents at $65.81, and Merck is down 8 pennies at $38.59. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh Wiley from the Wells Fargo Advisors, giving us our market minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and again in the afternoon. They are located on Park Marina Drive. So thanks a lot, Josh. We're going to take our guest is Mark Beecham, who's here. But let's take a quick break now so we can get started, because Mark's just got a whole bunch of things he wants to talk about, and including some that's already got my hair just singed around the air, around the edges. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North States. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bodds, 8:10 in the morning, January the 26th. Our guest is Mark Beecham. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I noticed something in the corner up there. What is that?
These are our cameras.
They're cameras? Like cameras. Big Brother has come to KCNR? Yeah.
Oh, no, you're going out right now over live stream.
This is an unwelcome change.
Well, I tell you what.
This is what I like about radio is you don't have to comb your hair. Worry about combing your hair or putting on your right pants and all this kind of stuff.
Some people,
what they'll do is they'll split the screen, and some people will decide not to listen to it or watch it, so it's their choice.
Yeah, and that's why Linda's got her hat on, because she's having a...
Bad hair day?
No, she just has her hat days.
Yeah, it's whatever you want to
call it.
And
for guys, this is really easy for guys, because we just have to show up. I mean, and a lot of times, that's what we do. Mark Beecham is a good friend of ours, but he's also a columnist for the Record Searchlight. He's worked for Forbes. He's done lived in Asia
and Europe.
Is a man that knows economics and food, and he has a blog, not business as usual, in the Record Searchlight, which comes up with a lot of interesting things. But he's also, he gives you the straight scoop.
Mark is culturally with it.
That's right. So, good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. I thought we already covered that.
I just had to tell everybody who you were. Though.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I noticed there's this new magazine out. It's not a new magazine, but it's a new issue of a magazine that's been out several years. Enjoy. Mm-hmm.
A great magazine. Enjoy magazine, right.
And actually, Enjoy is one of the best publications, best media outlets in the North State. And I say that, working for the Record Searchlight, I have a lot of respect for the people at Enjoy, and they just seem to get better and better every issue.
We agree.
And they seem to somehow sell a heck of a lot of ads, even during a nominal recession. And I see an article here in the current issue.
Coming out in February.
Well, it's in my hand here.
I know, because we got advanced copies.
Oh, okay.
So it gets dropped. They call it dropping in about a week.
And it's a picture of Carl and Linda. See this on the video up there?
Yeah.
And
it has
a one-page interview with you two. And I'd like to read a couple excerpts here. What is your greatest challenge? It says, Carl, patience. I would agree with that. Linda, time. That's probably true for you, right? And then it says, what would you do if you couldn't do what you do now? What would you do if you couldn't do what you do now? Carl says, teach college? You're kidding.
No, I'd love to teach at the community college level.
Teach what?
History, political science.
Ah, okay. And Linda, be a motivational speaker. Why would you want to do that?
Because I like to empower people.
Yeah. Okay.
So it turns me on.
That's cool. What is the best advice you ever received? Carl, don't cut the red wire.
That's really good advice.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, if you cut the red wire, then the next instant you aren't there. So don't cut the red wire.
That's something you learned in Iraq or wherever. Okay.
One of the many things. And has actually... has come over to the radio business too. Is don't cut the red wire.
It stays on the whiteboard.
It's kind of
right
the
there.
Same thing. It's that you're gone instantaneously.
Gotcha. So. Okay. And Linda says, don't take it personally. How have you learned that over the years?
I don't know if I have learned it yet.
Yeah.
I do. I think it crosses the border on many things. Days when you used to audition, you would come in and it wasn't how talented you were, they were looking for a type.
Okay.
A lot of times things are, you know, positions are filled because of a family member, whether we like it or not, or a boss's friend, whether we like it or not. So even though you think that you are the best and you're the most qualified, it's not always about you. And I'm still learning. It's not all about me. So don't take it personally.
So life isn't fair, but don't take it personally.
And when people are, you know, in your family, somebody might be in a bad mood. Don't take it personally.
Okay. See what I'm doing here? I'm interviewing you. I'm managing to turn the tables because I'm actually, believe it or not, a fairly shy person, reticent person. And I do rather prefer to interview people than be interviewed. So there you are.
You know, the one thing is that, and I 100% agree, is Enjoy Magazine.
Yes.
Is a premier
big shout out
example of one of the really great things about the North State. They put a lot of work, effort, and it looks like it, and it goes all over the United States. And if you just look at Enjoy Magazine, you think, you know, you don't see any of the negative.
No, we should be very proud of what they
do. We are.
And they cover 12 counties, and we send that magazine to our families. We take it to Sacramento, and we also send it to our family in Chattanooga.
Yeah, in Tennessee.
We'd love to have them see what's going on, and that's a beautiful visual and wonderful articles with great stuff.
Also in this issue, there's a piece by my former colleague Jim Dyer about a dairy farmer in Cottonwood, Mark Duvin-Vorden, who sells... Can I say he sells? He doesn't sell. He has what's called a cow share program where people put money together and they collectively own a cow. And they are able, through that cow share program, to get raw, unpasteurized, natural milk right from the cow. And there are about 250 families that have signed up for this cow share program. And I've had some of his raw milk, and there's nothing like it. So anyway, just another shout out to Enjoy Magazine. Pick it up. It's on, not on sale. They give it away.
What? It's
such
free,
a deal.
Is, yes, it really is. But
and they go fast,
the sponsors
too.
Of like, the magazine.
We'll get a stack here, and it's gone in 2 days.
And so. I believe you may go back on the archives of on Trudy Pratt Show, which is 11 o'clock on Saturdays. 10 o'clock on Saturdays, I'm sorry, that will be, that's covered the cow share,
yeah. Mark Duvin-Gordon's a great, great guy, and he took a big risk. He used to sell all of his milk to the Land O'Lakes Dairy, and he just felt that there wasn't, they were, kept squeezing him, pushing prices down, and he decided, look, if I can work this cow share program, I can make more money doing it and keep the milk in its natural state and sell it locally. And he took a really big leap. And it seems to be working out for him.
And we heard him speak at the Weston Price Foundation and what he did. And Land O'Lakes did not like the idea of him selling a few gallons of milk. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found that very impressive.
I find it amazing that there's such a controversy about raw milk. I mean, you have the government coming in with jackbooted inspectors and you know, wielding guns and raiding dairy farms. Just because, I mean, I just don't get this, because if I want to drink raw milk and I assume the potential health liabilities of raw milk and I indemnify my producer, then why isn't it my choice?
Which is a very minute percentage.
Yeah, I mean, raw milk is like
of anybody
than,
who's
less
been
than
affected
1%
by it.
Or whatever.
Well, that leads to other things.
Leads to your cameras up there. I want to know about those cameras.
And you're going out right now. In fact, people have asked questions. Well, we don't have to put it on them.
No, we can
right
take
now.
It off.
Bob, you can take it off.
Yeah, no big deal.
Because people have already asked who the blonde was.
Yeah. So. The beautiful blonde.
The beautiful blonde. You know, one of the things that, you know, it's funny that you should bring that up, that the feds are coming in there to take away your right, to take away the rights of people who want to drink raw milk. I mean, what if I want to drink raw milk? I tell you what if I want to drink raw milk and have a cigar at the same time?
It's your right. You're an American.
No, well, it is my right, but yet it's changing. Oh, you know, you can't have the raw milk. Well, then how do I get raw milk if they're going to shut down a dairy that sells it?
Well, you've got to go to this cow share. But
you
even,
go,
even
well, it's
this,
my own cow, I guess. So yeah. I guess I can have part of my own cow because I own it. Yet I don't count that as being sacrosanct, because people have water rights up in Siskiyou County, And the latest is that the feds are rolling in here saying that we need to have 8,000 coho salmon return every year. They've never had 8,000 coho salmon return every year. The most I think they've ever had is 2,000. And to get 8,000 means you've got to take all that water, that people have water rights. I don't, you know, so raw milk is just one of the thousands of things that the government is coming down slowly but surely, not the elected officials, but bureaucracies within the government. It's not. Anyway, we brought you in to talk about other things.
Well, we have to take a break. But before we do, we have a really important question that I think is great from our chat room. And I don't know if you want to pose the question, ponder it, and then come back after the question. Come back after the commercial. How do you want to run that, Carl?
We'll ask the question and then let we'll take a break and let Mark answer it when he comes back. And this is if the Record Searchlight runs for 2 weeks prior to the end of the year, they run a survey requesting to rank the 10 most important local stories that they publish, and then they publish their own stories that they think is the top.
Have they ignored the survey? That's the question.
Did they ignore the survey? So we'll come back with that. Carl Indebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Mark Beecham is our guest. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the chances for President Obama to remain president and a few other things that affect the lives of us up here in the North State.
Join us for HealthFest 2012 at Shasta Regional on Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll offer a variety of free health screenings from cholesterol level, prediabetes, heart rate and rhythm, to pulmonary lung function and vascular ultrasound, and much more. Local physicians will share about the newest treatments for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes, and answer your health questions throughout the day. Watch Dr. McConnell perform a virtual heart bypass, look inside an ambulance, and visit our Reach helicopter. Participate in our free health screenings, physician-led seminars, and learn the latest on caring for your health. The best treatment for staying healthy begins with early detection. Join us at HealthFest 2012, a free community event at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Saturday, February 4th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and get inspired to a healthier, happier you. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all 6 Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good back. Good morning. I like that. Sam dropping a word there. Hey, good back to you. Currently 50 degrees. I love the song Dirty Laundry. Ow.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. He's got something for every budget. You know, spruce up your bathroom, spruce up that kitchen, you know, change out the backyard. He does just great work. He's got, you know, he's also got, you know, cutting boards made of marble or granite, highly polished, and they're just great. And they last forever, and you can just clean them up with some alcohol. That's Estate Granite and Marble. Mike Huber, give him a call at 241-7866, 241-STONE, or check out his website at estategranite.com.
He's got them new barbecues,
now,
too.
Question, yeah, we'll talk
barrel
about
barbecues.
That one.
Yeah.
Okay, where do you find Enjoy Magazine? And here in Reading, it's at So What, Reading Hearing, Physicians Plan, Swift Property Management, Adamson's Peak Performance, Yak, Scott Valley Bank.
They're all over the place.
They're everywhere.
It's
up in Shasta Lake, it's Jones Valley Resort, the Collective, the Antique Cottage, Cottonwood Country Lane, at the library. They're just everywhere.
You didn't say the Collective, did you? It's probably closed.
The Collective, but I didn't know what it was. You think it's one of those? Anyway.
No.
Our guest is Mark Beecham. Mark, the question when we left was, if they ask for all the stories from Record Searchlight and everybody votes, and then they ignore that and put their top 10 stories in. Why do you think they do that?
Well, first of all, just to clarify, I don't work at the Record Searchlight. I'm a contributor to the Record Searchlight. But when I did work at the Record Searchlight a number of years ago, I can't actually remember how this worked. But I would suggest that perhaps if they went to the trouble of doing a reader survey and then they published a list of what the editors thought were the top stories, somewhere online I would surmise that there is the results of the reader survey. And whether or not they use that as a basis for their story or not, I don't know, but I suspect that the results are available somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Question
right
from the chat room, and that was
I
a
wanna,
good answer.
Before we get into something else, I wanted to just compliment you guys again on this show, which I think is the best show in its time slot by far, for giving local officials, local folks, a platform to talk about local issues. And then to segue into a shout out for your other shows in your lineup, from, you know, Michael Savage to Laura Ingram to Dennis Miller, which I think is a really great alternative to traditional, I don't mean to blast them, but I mean kind of boring, predictable, Republican or conservative talk radio. Ingram and Michael Savage are just a joy to listen to, and is Dennis Miller. I mean, it's, you guys really picked some great shows for the day.
Well, thank you.
I want to thank you for that, because it's fun to listen to, like, Laura Ingram is totally in the tank for Newt Gingrich, and then you listen to Michael Savage, who hates the guy.
Yeah,
and goes on and on and on about it. So it's really a nice back and forth. Yeah, back and,
well,
Michael Savage
is my guilty pleasure.
But one of the things we're the most proud of, and I mean, and we don't mean to be just here clapping ourselves on the back and all that, is our local programming.
Our local
We have more local programming than you know, I don't know, of any place north of Sacramento.
It makes us feel rich.
How is that show? I haven't heard this show, the live radio show.
It's absolutely great. They come in there, and they come up with these really great plays that people write and all that. It's just
and they do a lot of producing and writing,
production. Yeah,
and as well. And so what they've done is they've got a $5,000 package that at the end of the year, playwrights from all over the world can submit, and they pick out what they like, and then they actually do it live on the radio, which is think about that. It's something that, you know, that your works has now been on the radio live. Whether you get that $5,000 package and win that at the end of the year, it breathes light in life into something that you've written, and you'll forever have that in an archive or forever have that on a CD that you can take. And it's like building a life form, or you know, as you put your resume together.
Something that used to be, when we first started talking about this, last year, about this whole concept, was live radio. And now it's kind of morphed as you go along into other things. See, I'd love to see something that would be a live radio show that has people of our community in it. You know, like, oh, hey, you know what? It's almost like,
improv?
Kind of like an improv, but, Sheriff Basinko's here, and so he talks about something. Sheriff Basinko's got his lines, and he delivers, and the mayor's here, but it's in a different place of where we are in our time, it's maybe to a kinder, gentler place where things are a little bit better. Instead of...
You got me totally confused, Carl.
Well, I'm thinking about a radio show that would be, be produced, and this is what I was thinking, and that it would be in a place that's it's an imaginary place, of course, but it'd be a lot like Reading. You could use Reading as your basis, but it's just a kinder, gentler place where people have jobs and there's a cow walking down the street or something like that.
And this is why he wants to teach college.
And you would have like the mayor, and you would have the sheriff, and they'd all have like a part that comes on every so often. That's kind of what I thought it was, but they've
kind of like Mayberry RFD.
Yeah, the imaginary history.
Kind of like that. Yeah, but it's almost like that one, Lake Oswego or whatever that is for the Prairie Home Companion.
Lake Wobegon, right?
Yeah, that kind of thing. So
Lake Wobegon. I love
that's
that.
Kind of what I was thinking. But what they've got is even better. It's much more. It's much more creative and such.
What time is that show again?
It's on from
Sunday
evening 4 to 5.
Sunday, early evening,
yeah,
perfect driving time,
right.
Families can sit around. And by the way, we do have to take a break, but there is also a wonderful magazine to close up this subject matter, Edible Shasta, which talks about farms and where people can buy things and beautiful pictures as well. And thanks for turning us on to that in the chat room well.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Obama.
KCNR, 1460.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter.
We're getting ready for another debate tonight. I can't wait.
Mitt Romney in Jacksonville, where he contrasted himself against Republican presidential rival Newt Gingrich.
Now, if you think that you really need someone who's been part of the culture of Washington for the last 35 years to go there again and continue in Washington, why, there are other people you can choose.
This followed pointed remarks by Gingrich about Romney.
We're not going to beat Barack Obama with some guy who has Swiss bank accounts, Cayman Island accounts, owns shares of Goldman Sachs while it forecloses on Florida, and is himself a stockholder in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac while he tries to think the rest of us are too stupid to put the dots together and understand what this is all about.
And Gingrich in Tampa. The Florida primary is Tuesday. A Mississippi man in prison for allegedly killing a priest apparently killed himself in his cell. Jeremy Maneri was accused of shooting Ed Everett last summer and taking his car to Disney World in Florida. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Only in America can you donate to a worthy cause and eat all the crab you want all in one fabulous evening. It's time again for the 25th annual Women's Refuge All-You-Can-Eat Crab Feed, Saturday, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Welcome room opens at 4 p.m. Dining doors open at 5 with no host bar, live and silent auction items, and Dutch raffle prizes. Then indulge yourself with a delicious all-you-can-eat crab dinner, including clam chowder, salad, French bread, coffee, and dessert. This well-known dinner is the largest fundraising event for the Women's Refuge and is always a sellout event, so get your tickets early. Only $40 and available at the Shasta Women's Refuge Administration Office, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and online at ShastaWomensRefuge.org. Reserve your table for 8 with VIP seating, wine, and special goodies online, or call Christy at 244-0118, extension 202. Additional sponsorships and donations to the auctions are greatly appreciated. We look forward to dining with you Saturday, February 4th at Silver Anniversary of the annual Women's Refuge Crab Feed, co-sponsored by National University, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Redding Rancheria.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join the chat room, as many of you have. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Young Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Veterans get discounts. It's man's last stronghold. And stand by today. I'm coming down.
You're going to get all your hairs cut.
I'm coming down and getting all those hairs cut. That's right. I want to, but they don't have to use the weed whacker like they do on Bad Bob.
Our guest this morning is Mark Beecham. And you guys, I know you've saved this last 25 minutes of the program to let it rip.
Okay. Your chances, you think, of President Obama having a repeat here?
Oh, I think they're better than 50-50 now.
And the reason why?
Well, the reason why. Couple reasons, and it's not my preference. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But I think the economy is improving. Now, there are some people who say that they're monkeying with the unemployment rate numbers, and that may be true. But there is a general sense that things are getting slightly better, even in Reading. I mean, I talked to a lot of business owners, restaurant owners, the guy who owns Nello's, for example, told me he had his best summer since 2008, I believe, 2007 or 2008. So there's a general sense that things are getting better, albeit slowly, but they are getting better.
Yay.
Which is a good thing, but, you know, still got a long, long way to go. And he'll play that up a lot. He has the power of incumbency, so anytime he holds a news conference, anytime he does an event, the press is there, and the networks who are totally in the tank for the guy are going to be there too. So he has a lot of, he can project a lot of sort of presidential activities during this time. Then you've got the Republicans who are in the middle of a very bitter and perhaps kind of a pyrrhic, if you will, primary campaign. And both the guys who are going to win or look like they could win, both Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, are, in my view, rather flawed candidates, Newt especially. And I don't think Newt will get it. I think it'll be Romney. And then, of course, Barack Obama will have $1 billion in a campaign chest to pick apart Mitt Romney. And I wish, I think Mitt Romney's business experience is terrific. I just wish he hadn't gotten it all on Wall Street. Because Wall Street has got a pretty tarnished reputation this year, and they'll make the most of that. The other thing will not come to the surface explicitly, but it'll be all over the internet, it'll be all over YouTube, it'll be all over everywhere, sort of on a sub rosa level, and that is Romney's religion. The Mormon religion, is, You know, there's some quirks about the Mormon religion that we're going to learn about over the next 8 or 9 months if Romney appears to be the nominee. And I just think that Obama has the edge, and it's unfortunate, I think, that the Republicans at this point have got four guys who are still standing, none of whom I could vote for except for possibly Ron Paul. I just think that Gingrich and Romney are I don't know really what either of these guys believes, and it's too bad.
The point about saying how you couldn't vote for him, do you mean that you wouldn't vote for? Should it be anybody but Obama?
I would vote for Ron Paul. I would probably vote for a third party rather than vote for a Republican, or I wouldn't vote for Obama, surely.
Yeah, but a vote not for Obama is a vote for Obama in this battle.
Well, it is and it isn't. Not in the state of California, because the state of California is going to vote for Obama. So I'm not throwing my vote away in California. If I was living in Ohio, or perhaps Florida, or Pennsylvania, that might be a different calculation. But
I see what you're saying.
Not in California.
But California is a lost cause as far as that goes.
I think so.
Okay. And the sad thing is that there's other people saying the same thing. I asked Herger this, Wally Herger this on Wednesday. He said, "Is this? I mean, they're just slashing each other to pieces here and during these debates."
In
the Republican Party. He says, "Yeah." He says, "But if you don't think it's going to be just really rougher than this Obama," he says, they have got to expose every weakness that they possibly can.
Here's the thing about Obama.
Because Obama is going to take them to task, and they've got to have answers for this stuff.
Here's the thing about Obama. Obama can't run a government, but he can run a campaign. And he did a masterful job in 2008 taking out the... You know, everybody thought that Hillary had it locked up. It was hers to inherit, et cetera. And here was this guy, this 2 years in the U.S. Senate, 2 years before that in the Iowa State or the Illinois State Senate. And he comes out of nowhere and knocks her off. He's got the best campaign people going on the Democratic side. They are ruthless, and they'll have more money than they'll know what to do with. And they're very savvy with social media and the Internet. And the other thing, which he's a community organizer, right? Now, what do community organizers do? They organize people. They get people out. They get people active. And one thing that I think will help him is it's a long trend, but it's accelerated under the economy we've had, is that more and more people are dependent upon a government check. More people than ever in our history are dependent on a government check now. And all Obama has to do to win is to depress the enthusiasm for the Republican nominee, Romney, or Gingrich, by destroying their character and whatever, and increase the enthusiasm of the people who are reliant on the government check and make sure they get them to the polls. And they can get them to the polls because they know where every one of them lives. And the illegals, they can get them to the polls because there won't be any kind of ID required.
Let's talk about that when we get back. You know, Mark, those are really, really salient points, which are just, to me, just absolutely scary.
And then the other question is, when we get back, is what do Republicans or independents do to fight that?
Yeah, to derail this guy. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You know what? In Free Fire Media, there's a target-rich environment out there.
Black in concert.
Just killing time.
From killing time to taillights, Clint Black is part of the soundtrack of country music. Critics from coast to coast are calling Clint Black shows the ones to remember. Clint Black in concert. February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino. Clint Black.
You tell me who's the strong one.
February 2nd, 7:30 at Wind River Casino.
Tickets are on sale now at WindRiverCasino.com. 1-800-280-UWIN or visit our gift shop. More info at ClintBlack.com. Don't miss Clint Black in concert. Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This month at Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, hon, hop in the car. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. Ooh, tainted love. Ow. Love it, you know. Welcome back to the program. KCNR 1460. All you chat packers, you are into it. We love it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Heading over there today to get my coffee beans. And they have $3 coffee specials this month in February. Make sure that you buy some coffee for your sweetie, as well as they have tea leaves for sale as well. And, of course, Carl wants to talk about what you are looking to as you spring clean. What do you do with that flag that's tattered?
Oh, they have a way of taking care of it. Just take it down to Tobacco and Brew, and it's disposed of properly and with honors. So take any tattered flags or flags that are old, instead of just throwing them away, just take them down to Tobacco and Brew. They'll make sure that a ceremony is held properly, and there's people out there that will do that to take care of their flags. Angel, I'm really glad to hear that. This is a personal message from Angel, and Angel, we're very happy to hear that. Our guest is Mark Beecham.
And we're all wondering what that is.
Well, that was, but Angel knows.
Okay.
And you
kisses.
Know too. You know too. Our guest is Mark Beecham. And you just gave a very, sobering scenario for Obama being reelected. How do you derail him? How do you derail this guy? I mean, he's not doing a good job. He's on this process of taking our military and making them into a second-rate military. We've got the highest debt ever. We're paying, like, is it one of every $4 we make is going out just to pay interest on this?
40 cents of every dollar.
Okay, 40 cents of every dollar.
Is borrowed.
Yeah. He comes out and says, well, I've done these things to fight China, when indeed he's put in five different lawsuits, I guess, against the Chinese. They're just killing us like this. I just don't understand is when you're looking at this, more people out of work than ever before in this country, how he can get reelected, but how do we derail it? How do we keep him from doing this if he's doing it based on illegals coming in here without...
Well, I think what he's going to do is he's going to... you've heard of Metascare, right? I think he's going to do a version of Metascare for all these government programs that people are dependent on now, whether it's disability, food stamps, unemployment benefits, et cetera, student loans. And he's going to say that if you elect these goths, these vandals, these Republicans, they will cut all this stuff off and will throw you into the street. And he'll be very effective at that because he'll have the echo chamber of the media. So I'm increasingly pessimistic that the Republican nominee, whoever it is going to prevail against Obama. But I think what the Republicans need to focus on is keeping the House and increasing the number of seats they have in the Senate. So in an Obama's second term, they're able to stop legislatively some of his more radical and destructive agenda items. But I'd like to change the subject because I'm tired of politics. It depresses me, and I don't like to be depressed. I would like to know what your listeners, their favorite locally owned restaurants are. Because I do these little write-ups in the Record Searchlight every Thursday and date. One came out today on Gorilla Bites, actually. And I'd like to know, I don't know all the restaurants in town, and sometimes I go and a couple years pass and I things change, et cetera. So maybe if your listeners have a favorite local restaurant, they can call in or they can, you know, send it in the chat room and tell us why they like it. And maybe I'll get some ideas.
Okay, Chat Pack, where's your favorite restaurants? Or what's your favorite restaurant here in town?
Locally owned, right? Because the chains kind of have an advantage. And,
right.
You know.
Okay, so it's just give us some ideas here, Chat Pack, or you can call in and say why. Yeah. Because you do the food. You're a foodie.
I'm not a foodie necessarily, but I enjoy the restaurants, and I enjoy meeting the restaurant owners and talking to them, and it's a tough business.
Bricks. Jack's.
Okay. Jack's is one of my favorites.
AJ's for breakfast.
Yeah. AJ's. Yes.
Yeah, that, you know where that
there?
Is?
That's yeah, off down, on, that's down on 273.
Yeah. 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 You know what? They closed, I thought, and then they opened up again. I'm not sure if that's true. There's that. There was a Mexican restaurant right down there across from Market, across from KIXE. In that area, you know that one right next to the motel,
right?
That was
right.
A pretty good little motel. We just saw that was closed.
Yeah. Well, it's a tough business, you know. Ones that I've written up in recent months, you know, have gone out.
Golden Lantern for Chinese.
That's good.
Golden Country Lantern. Kitchen.
Bricks. Yeah, Bricks Smokehouse.
Oh, I have never been.
Specialty nights at the Tierra Oaks.
Never been to Tierra Oaks.
I thought they were out of business.
I heard they had a spaghetti night that was killer there about 3 years ago, and I've never. We went to the Marine Corps Ball there one time.
Yeah.
And then something burnt. We had to go into the tent, and I don't know, but that's a beautiful area. How fun.
Nello's is getting a lot of.
I tell you what we like about Nello's is the is that Caesar salad they fix right at the table for you.
Uet Bistro? I don't know how
Uet Bistro.
Uet Bistro. You get dim sum there. But Nello's Caesar salad, that is very rare anymore get a tableside Caesar.
That's right.
I agree.
And they use real anchovies.
Not supposed to say.
They use anchovies.
Secret recipe.
And they use a real egg.
Yep.
They chop it up and do it at the table
like old Vegas style.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're getting the circle of the wagons here.
Yeah. Tapas. So we're bringing all that. You
Gironda's,
You know what? We've been to Gironda's now a couple of times, and their food is always consistent, and it's good.
Well, we like to go to the sandwich, because we're downtown, the sandwichery, keep these guys locally in business, and then next door, the Village Deli, we go to both places and, grab a quick bite, and they're always consistent and wonderful.
And I know that it's not right down here in town, but... they're a sponsor, but we just really enjoy it as in Selma's. To us, it's always consistent out there, the food is.
It's a great
sushi place that you like to go to.
Yeah.
Sakura Sushi.
Sakura Sushi.
We really like that place. Okay, we've got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, hard hitting. Oh, well, in some days, we just have a good time. We'll be right back.
Hi, Dwayne here from NorCal Satellite, inviting you to our Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday from noon to 4. See Dish Network's new Tailgater, the portable satellite dish that allows you to take all your Dish Network programming with you wherever you go. Come by for a chance to win a 55-inch Sony HD LCD television. We'll have lots of giveaways, and we're firing up the barbecue. It's our Customer Appreciation Day. Get a map to our office at NorCalSatellite.com, 1863 Keystone Court. Ready. NorCal Satellite, your authorized Dish Network retailer.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the body, 55 our last segment here, January 26th. Our guest is Mark Beecham, and we've gone through the whole gamut of things, of course.
Politics
but
of
now,
food.
Now we're talking about favorite place to eat and people calling in. Yeah, Dry
Local.
Creek Station,
Local,
Los Gordos, Giant Orange, Christie's Steakhouse, Ugly Burger. Okay.
Hey, let me give a shout out to Dry Creek Station. First of all, yeah, they burned down and they came back loud and clear that we're here to stay. Love it. They are really, really incredible. And a lot of people will take a Harley ride there. They're reasonable prices. It's locally owned. And that's what we're talking about. Mark Beecham, who is our guest, and also writes columns on supporting local businesses and what the food was like. And so, you know, thank you for doing that, because people will read and go someplace that they've not heard of. We're hearing some things in the chat room here, reading some things in the chat room about places now we want to try.
Yeah.
Danburger.
Danburger, another good one.
That's an institution.
That's right.
Okay, guilty pleasures, quick. Bob.
I have to admit, the giant Frito boat at Fast Weenie's, cholesterol would drop a horse in his tracks, but oh, so good.
All right, Carl.
Okay, you know, I hate to say this too, but, you know, any type of chili dog, you know, and I've been known to go into that Weenie place or another Weenie place and have two of them. So,
Linda.
Okay, this is recent. Cleary's had a blue cheese burger.
Oh.
And they have Kendall Jackson. You know, the burger has to blend with the Kendall Jackson, the fries, and the blue cheese burger. It was orgasmic.
Orgasmic. Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, we can say almost anything. Hey, turn on the other one. Hey, Bob, turn on the other one.
Okay, we got to introduce the beautiful blonde to my right.
I think we should.
Is Dr. Trudy Pratt, who has a show on KCNR on Saturday.
So,
what's your favorite?
What's your favorite?
I would say the burger at Moonstone.
Ooh.
Yeah, they have a really good burger.
You know, nobody mentioned Moonstone, but that's a good place, too.
That is a good place.
Nothing, all yeah. natural ingredients. They have Prather Ranch beef, and they make their own buns. And I like to just sit at the bar there and slowly dig in.
Ew.
Well, those ratings just went sky high right there. Okay, Mark, what's yours now?
Oh, I don't give it away.
No. What's your favorite guilty pleasure food?
Guilty pleasure.
Come on.
Actually, I do pay for lunches and dinners.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I would have to say the tableside Caesar at Nella's. The salad is great, but watching them make it and the guys in their sort of tuxedo vests and the leather couches or the leather booths are sitting in there, or the atmosphere, or low light. Oh, you just feel transported to, I don't know, the 1950s, an Italian
Vegas,
restaurant
baby.
In Vegas
it's the
or Hollywood.
Chicago,
it's the
yeah.
It's just great. And you just feel the waiters really care for you. They're fun. And this whole show of putting the salad together, and it's only like $15 for two. It's a steal.
All
so
right. I think
that's
we covered,
my guilty pleasure.
Great. I think we covered the gamut, and that is so funny. So I think we all need to take
support your local restaurants.
And slowly dig
you
in.
You know what? It is. That and your local radio station.
So. Just remember, slowly dig in.
Yeah, I know. See, that's what that's what they're saying here. How come women describe food in a sexual manner? You know what? Anyway, okay, now we've got like a minute.
I got one observation about women and food.
Okay.
And I'll ask.
We ain't got like 30 seconds left here,
okay.
So let's do it quick.
Why do women like bread at restaurants?
I don't think that's always necessary. I don't care if they don't have bread. I don't ask for it.
Okay.
I can't answer that.
What about
Trudy?
I'd skip the bread, so I.
Well, all right.
But we've gone back and forth over this. He thinks women love to eat the bread and take the entree home.
That's what people tell me. That's what restaurant owners tell me is when
really?
You get there and they eat the bread. They love the bread.
Okay.
So I don't know why.
Our guest has been Mark Beecham and Dr. Trudy Pratt here. It's been a great day. We talked about everything. Tomorrow, Rick Bassetti's going to be on Lori Cahill, but we're going to talk to Rick about his run for the assembly. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.